Blog Talk Radio.
And a warm welcome to all of you from around the world. I'm Tracy Rhodes from Cellular Healing, serving all creation through spiritual amplification and delving into ancient mystery school teachings for the modern mystic. I am your host. Thank you for joining me. Shall we begin?
Welcome everybody, and what a beautiful day it is here on Sunshine Coast in Australia. It has just started to turn into autumn today. It's got quite cool in the morning and it was really nice to be able to throw the doona on. So today's going to be a shorter show. I'm going to start with sending out the light. We'll take one caller, we'll do a meditation, and that will be it for today. So let us just sound the crystal singing bowl. Just open your heart. Open your mind. Allow the sound of the bowl to just move through you. And as it does, allow all that no longer serves to just be wiped away. Many people have told me over the Easter break that it has been quite testing with the full moon lunar eclipse and also with the Easter blessing, the resurrection and being on the cross of matter and going through trials and tribulations. So let us just allow the bowl to wipe away anything that no longer serves. Take your thoughts from your brow, just see them go down into your heart. Sit in your heart space and just breathe and allow the light to move through you. The light to all creation, for as you give, so you receive. And let us feel the light pouring through us and see the light pouring into the earth, into the soil of the earth. Into our food and crops, let us see the light pouring in to the crystalline structures within the earth. Crystalline grid. Let us see and feel the light pouring into the animal kingdom, into our animal brethren. Nature kingdom and all the unseen brethren in the world of nature. Let us see and feel the light pouring through the waters of the earth, the oceans, rivers, streams, ice sheets and drinking waters of the earth. Let us see the light pouring through the air, through the atmosphere, through the thought forms within the air. Let us connect on a very deep level with the element of fire, the angels of the sun, and again see that light pouring into the earth, into the flame in the heart of the earth. We hold anyone who is known to us personally who is in need of help or healing. Silently we name them now and see them whole and perfect in the light of the stars. Amen. Excuse me. So let us take our first and only live caller today. And the last four digits are 5243. You are live and on the air. 5243. Welcome. And may I get your first name, thanks. Hello. Last four digits, 5243. You're live and on the air. Okay. You seem to have some technical difficulties there. So let us now go into meditation. Just opening your heart again and your mind. And just allow yourself to listen to the music. To bring some peace in consciousness, and as we do, we come into the temple of truth, temple of wisdom, temple of love, and it is circular and white in shape, with 12 pillars either side, and you are taken down through a long, thin pool of water. And you walk through the waters. And as you do, it is as if everything is being wiped away. Breathing in And just letting go of all that no longer serves. Breathing in the light and surrendering all the cares of the day. Breathing in the light, turning off, bringing your hearing into inside your being. Not hearing anything from outside. Just bringing your hearing into inside your being. And you walk up 7 steps. And you come into the most amazing open auditorium with flowers all around. The aperture is open to the heavens. And the temple itself just expands as you walk in. And you sit at the center on the ground. And as you do, you see before you the shape of a Buddhist monk. And this Buddhist monk sits down before you and has a beautiful white lotus in his hand. And as you sit before each other, purest vibration of peace, gentleness, and compassion move between the two of you. Breathe and receive peace. Peace to your heart, to your mind, to your soul. And as you look down, you see the only thing that is separating you is a small square pool of water. This beautiful monk places the white lotus in the pond. And as you gaze upon the water and the lotus, it is perfectly still. Reflecting the heavens perfectly from above. It begins to rain, and you see the lotus accepting the drops of rain that pour into the petals. A slight movement on the water, but the lotus itself is still open, pure, accepting all that is taking place. Not trying to refrain or change the situation, but accepting it with peace and love. And it's for you, if you choose, to accept your life with peace and love, no matter what takes place, knowing that all is leading you to so much more, to so much more. And you begin to bring your awareness back into the room where you are. Your heart is peaceful. It is bright. It is shining with love and the gentleness and compassion of the Buddhist monk. And as you breathe, you integrate and assimilate all that you have received. Breathing the blessing of peace in through the crown of your head, into your body, and into your feet, and anchoring it deep into the earth with an open heart, an open mind, and a deep, deep peace. And we seal our centers with a silver equal-sided cross within a circle of light. And we place this ancient and pure symbol, the vibration of this ancient symbol of the cross within the circle of light, upon our crown, brow, throat, heart, solar plexus, spleen up on the left side of the back, sacral just above pubic bone in the center, and the base of your spine. We encircle ourselves in light 7 times, and on the in-breath you see it coming through the left foot, coming up over the left side of the body, up to the crown of your head, and then over the right side, coming back down underneath your feet to complete the circle. And we do this together, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. And 7. We see a spiral of light coming from deep within the earth, and we bring it up through the left foot, spiraling around the body 7 times clockwise like a corkscrew, up to the crown of your head, and then straight down your spine, grounding you back into the earth. So we have time before we need to go to take one more call, and it looks like it's a Skype call. The last 4 digits, 111. You're live and on the air. Welcome.
Hi. Is it possible to get a healing?
Most certainly. How are you? Make it your first name.
Yvette. And I really enjoy the energy. It's really amazing.
Oh, thank you, Yvette. Thank you very much. I appreciate that. And whereabouts are you from, Yvette?
I'm from California.
Oh, lovely. Beautiful. And so what's happening with you, Dal?
Well, you know, I want to move into a direction that brings my heart joy and fulfillment. And I am technically unemployed, and but, you know, doing things to make the ends meet. They're kind of sporadic, but I would like to be in the flow, to be connected, to have all abundance and needs met.
Beautiful. So what I'll do is I'll ask some questions, and you, by simply saying yes, helps to set an emotion, and different times will hold you in different vibrations as well. Are you happy to work that way?
Absolutely.
Beautiful. Will you allow yourself to open to the memory that you have everything you need within you to create the life that your soul has chosen in this incarnation?
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to open to the connection that is within you that is called love, that will enable you to walk your path completely supported completely connected with the divine.
Yes.
Breathe. You allow yourself to let go of any thought that you are not perfect and you don't already have that perfect connection. Already.
Yes.
Breathe. Now open your heart more. See it opening like a flower opens to the sunlight. See your still, clear, pure flame at the center of your heart. And just allow the vibration of divine love to pour into you. Opening to receive. Receiving more. Can you tell me what's happening in your body, Elise?
I'm feeling open.
Beautiful. Keep receiving. Will you allow yourself to keep receiving?
Yes.
Breathe. Will you allow yourself to rededicate yourself to the light completely, wholly, and solely from this time forward?
Yes.
Breathe. Not trying to grasp or pull anything in, but just allowing yourself to be open to receive the vibration. Breathing in and receiving abundance on all levels of your being. Breathe gently. Receive. Knowing that you always have your connection to your spirit. It is in your heart. Allow this to amplify more now. How are you feeling now, Yvette?
Good. Very good.
Wonderful. Wonderful. As usual, drink lots of water this evening.
Okay.
And just keep opening to receiving. And keep telling yourself, telling the cells of your body, I am in alignment with my soul's purpose. I am who I came here to be. And I receive all the love and abundance the universe has to offer.
Thank
you. Have a beautiful sleep this evening.
Well, thank you so much.
Much love and take care.
Thank you.
Well, that is our call for this evening. We have to finish a little bit earlier today. So please keep shining, amplify your spirit, activate your cells, and remember who you are and why you are here. You're a spirit. You're a spirit in human form. The more you connect with the love that is within you, the more that you open your heart and anchor the love, your spirit, into your being, the more miraculous beauty and miracles that shall take place. So please, remember, you are a magnificent being of love and light. I see you. I know you. I love you. For you are in me and I am in you. There is no separation. And may the light be resurrected within each and every listener throughout the world. And may God's blessing be upon this work. Amen. And please, click the links below. There's lots of free gifts. And if you'd like to do a private session with me, by all means. Or this next week, I begin my mentoring course, my six-week intensive. And it will be the last one for the year, I'm looking at. So thanks very much. Have a great day. Keep shining.